There we go. And we're live. All right. Yesterday, both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 made new record highs. But then this morning, the February jobs report was released. And we have been waiting for this. So how are the markets reacting? And also, how does this affect our positions? Now, with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Friday, March 8th. There we go. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Now, before we talk about the markets and the jobs report, yesterday we talked about my deck, whether I should replace it with concrete. And we got so many questions and people said, okay, what does it actually look like? Well, this is what it looks like. So I think, Mark, I've showed you the picture. So the deck was all the way around here and it's kind of flush with the pool. So this is the pool. And you see right now they're building the concrete around the pool. So that's the idea. And so, yeah, the question is whether we build back the deck that was all the way here or turn it into concrete.
And it's, at least based on the comments, I think a lot of people are rooting for concrete, Marcus.
Yeah. We can't do timber tech. That is getting too hot here in Texas. I have it at the other house and it's getting really, really, really hot. So anyhow, appreciate any of all of the comments. And we just talked about it, Mark. Did a new pizza last night. Look at this. Fresh Ooh. Out of the pizza oven. Okay. Now, before you guys are wondering if you're in the right show, yes, you are. So let's talk about the markets for a moment. And let's talk about what happened overnight. Because this is, if you look at a five-minute chart of the E-mini S&P, this is where we see what's happening here today.
Sure. And this week, all week long, first it was going to be Powell and his testimony, but we knew that Friday's jobs report was going to be a biggie and something that investors and traders were anxiously awaiting. And the reaction was positive, Marcus. That's what that spike is in the futures market.
It was a seismograph. I was watching it actually. So we were going lower into the jobs report. So even the S&P futures were falling. And then when you look at this, I mean, this were really this one bar where the jobs report was released. At first, we dipped lower, then we went higher, then lower again. And then, okay, let's go higher. Well, let's go lower. So we got to look at the jobs report. What happened here and why traders are reacting this way?
And the reaction to me actually is easily explained because the jobs report consists of three numbers. You have average hourly earnings, you have non-farm employment numbers, and then the unemployment rate. And the non-farm employment change is typically what traders are really looking at. They want to know how many jobs are added, and that came in higher than expected, which isn't necessarily a good thing for a Fed cut sooner than later. But it was a weaker jobs report when you look at the big picture and everything else that was included.
Yeah, so we see that the unemployment rate jumped up from 3.7 to 3.9%. And I believe this is the super important number, the average hourly earnings. Because, I mean, yes, it kind of sucks that earnings are not keeping up with inflation. And on the other hand, this is what the Fed wants to see. The Fed wants to see that the average hourly earnings are not fueling the fire again after they are about to put it out.
Exactly. And another item here that is easy to miss when you just look at the numbers, the non-farm employment change for January, we see that the previous was 229,000 jobs added, and that actually got revised. It came in at, I think it was 353,000 jobs, revised lower to 229, which was a big change. So all in all, it was a weaker jobs report than it looks at like at face value.
And you know what? This is actually what happened over the last few months, that they revised the previous month's number substantially. This is why I also believe that this number here, that's not the real number. I mean, they'll probably revise it by 70,000, 100,000, so quite significantly. And this is why traders are not looking at this. So but if we look at the jobs report and dive in a little bit to see what's happening here. So we see the monthly jobs creation. Again, take it with a grain of salt. This 275,000 is probably not correct. and they'll revise it again. But we see here that the average hourly earnings last month, they ticked higher to 4.33%, I believe. Or no, last month they ticked to almost 4.5. And now it's good to see this downtick again. That's what Powell and the gang wants to see.
Yeah, that's what Powell had been hoping for sooner. And wages just continued to stay pretty strong and increasing. So this is good for a Fed cut, not necessarily for the average employee.
Yeah. And then we also see that the layoffs are on the rise here. I mean, the layoffs rise to the highest for any February since 2009. So it is actually happening. Powell talked about it and said there will be some pain. And he said, I'm willing to basically take a higher unemployment rate in order to get inflation down. And for the longest time, it seems that, okay, it's not going to happen. But now we have it to start ticking up. And we have the news that the layoffs are on the rise. So we might see actually some more coming in.
Yeah, I also saw a headline here. I don't know the exact number, but I guess that in the JOLTS job, the report that we had earlier this week, that the quit rate is lower. And this implies that workers don't think that it's easy to find another job like it has been before.
Right. So then we had also Powell testifying, and he says the Fed is not far from the point of cutting interest rates. And this morning's jobs report is kind of telling the story. Look at this. The two-year yield right now falling 0.8%. The 10-year yield barely falling at all. I mean, still around the same level where it closed yesterday. And again, that's kind of a good sign. We need the near-term interest rates to come down and the longer-term interest rates to come up.
That would be a normal interest rate environment for us. So, yeah. Yes.
So the question is, have the probabilities changed? And what do Fed Funds futures traders think right now? And let's see, we already know that nothing is going to happen for the March meeting. So let's take a look at the probabilities, zoom in here a little bit, and we see nothing has really changed.
No, it still looks like, well, I think that the ease number for June has increased. I think it's 78%. I want to say it was like 72 before. So that that jumped up a little bit. That's because it's factoring in the one cut or half a point cut, right? So that went up a little bit.
Yeah, but again, long story short, no cut in the next meeting, and most probably unless we see that the economy is getting much worse. Also, no cut in the May meeting. So June or July, These are the meetings where we could possibly see the first rate cuts.
Looks like it.
All right. Let's talk about a few stocks. We still have a few stocks reporting earnings. And one of the stocks reporting earnings was or is Costco. So Costco reporting earnings. And Costco, I mean, look at this on a weekly chart, just up, up and away. But today, having a pretty bad day, even though they had an earnings beat.
Yeah, earnings beat. They also had a revenue miss, though, Marcus. So yeah. I had some notes on Costco, and I do not see them, though. Did they issue weaker guidance?
No, I think it's really that this is kind of the first time in a long time we can actually take a look here at the earnings analysis in PowerX Optimizer. But I believe this is the first time in quite a long time that they missed the expectations. So if you're looking at look at this, the EPS surprise, so the earnings per share, it was always better, 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 better. There was a slight miss, better, better, better. And I know that we are talking about revenue, but I think this is one of the very, very few times where they actually missed their revenue expectations. And this is like, Costco in trouble?
Okay. Okay. And I also just saw a headline too that they're not raising their membership fee. And I think a lot of investors had hoped that that would be the case. So that could potentially be contributing to the drop as well.
Yeah. I want to check how Victoria's Secret is recovering. I mean, yesterday had a super bad day. Well, up 2% today, but yesterday down almost 30% after issuing a weaker guidance. So they're not recovering just yet.
No,
All right.
that's a tough day though.
Yeah. All right. Let's actually hop over. Where do we want to start? Wheel or WTF? I think yesterday we did WTF. You want to do wheel today?
Sure, why not?
Let's start with our wheel positions here, and we start with Apple. Apple is pulling higher. I really had hoped that I'm getting assigned, so I was rooting for assignment. Here, sold the 167.50. We both sold the 167.50 puts. So Apple would have to really show a drastic slide today that we get assigned. So probably we'll get called away. We'll keep the premium, that's fine. But I was really hoping to play Apple a little bit, get assigned. And I mean, talked about it the other day. Think I should have gone with the 170, but even this would have saved me today by or from getting assigned or not getting assigned. So
Yeah, like I said yesterday, that losing streak, I think it was seven consecutive losing days in a row. That's not going to last much longer, and at least right now, unless there's a big change by the end of the day, looks like that losing streak will come to an end. And it was the worst losing streak for Apple that we've seen since early 2022.
Yeah. All right, CSIQ a little bit all over the place today. I mean, CSIQ was nicely up, now slightly down half percentage point, probably with interest rates bouncing around. And again, we talked about it. We'll have next Thursday before the bell, we have earnings being reported, and until then, probably just diddling along there. So we'll see where they go before earnings. Right now, still stuck in this wedge. So we have the wedge here, and we'll see if they are breaking below the 1950 or kind of above 2150. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, a little surprised though. I'm surprised that they've gone negative because they had a nice start earlier today.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, GDXJ, our buddy GDXJ. This is where, I mean, you'll definitely get called away because we got assigned at 33. We sold calls against half of our position at 33. You sold calls against the other half of your position at 34. I did it at 35. But I mean, what are your plans? Are you planning to roll? Are you planning to hold on to this or let it go?
Yeah, there isn't a premium available for me to want to attempt to roll. There's nothing on the 33 call just because it's so far in the money, and the 34 it's not even 30% annualized. So we typically like to get 60% on those rolls.
Yeah, I could get close to 60%, but I decided to let this one go because I do believe that right now we have this this gold mania going on. Gold is trading at all-time highs, and that might fizzle out. So I do believe that there might be another opportunity for us in a few weeks to maybe do the 33 again or reset at a lower point of 32 or 31. So I decided not to roll and let this one go.
Okay. I like
Freeing
that idea.
up, freeing up a position and then see what we can trade. NEE doing a great job today, up 1.2%. So yay, go NEE. Still trapped in this range here, between 55 and 58. But right now we're trading right at 57. So keep going, keep moving higher here, and break out of this range, and then keep plugging along.
That's the plan.
UPS, UPS. I mean, this morning continuing, and I actually put in an order to sell covered calls. And I did it at $1.05 because that would give me 30%. So I have a total of 1,200 shares in UPS, and I'm planning to sell half of it at 157.50 where I got assigned, and then the other half of either at 160 or 162.50. And this morning, it seems that UPS was pulling higher, and it looked like, okay, we were trading as high as, I think, 95 cents right now, pulling back here a little bit. So currently, the bid ask is at 52 by 56, so only getting 15%. But I do have this order in the market.
Okay. Yeah, gosh, it was looking great earlier, but we'll see where it ends up today.
Yeah. All right, with that said, let's jump over to our WTF positions. And we have a few WTF positions going on, and we also added a few new ones. So first up here, CVS still hanging in there. I mean, up today, I believe, 0.3%. Hopefully it goes a little bit higher. So we bought it at 73.40, 73.50. Right now trading at 74.54. So doing good. Would like to see a push higher, possibly above 75. That would be nice.
Yeah, but even with this move here, we might get an exit Monday morning, because this has, you know, kind of stabilized there and is pushing higher.
Yeah. Then we have Merck. Merck down today, but making a nice reversal bar here. So that's where we entered. Let me see. Where did we enter Merck? Was that at 124.68? I believe it was, right? I'll just check.
I think so.
Merck, 124.91. So, I mean, right now we're slightly down like $1.50, but it seems that Merck has stabilized there and is ready to pop higher. So we'll see what happens there. No exit signal just yet. PDD, a stock that we entered yesterday, and PDD is not having a good day today. Down 5%. I don't even know on what news. And this is why this is called Win the Fear. So right now, I'm not concerned about this. I mean, obviously, I would like it better if we would straight go up. But we do have our stop loss in the market. And we'll see. Maybe it bounces off the 200-day moving average and starts moving higher. But right now, it is still falling.
It is.
Okay. Did you see any news of why?
No, I didn't. And that's the thing. I really don't care with the WTFs.
Right.
Just because it's, you know, quick trade, and sure, there will be, you know, loss every now and then, but typically we bounce right back. So what the company does and the news to me isn't as important, although I do prefer to trade the S&P 100 and NASDAQ 100 just to kind of have a filtering of quality stocks rather than just any random company.
Yeah. And then we have VRSK, Verisk Analytics, and this also diddling along here. We entered at 237.66, and right now it's down a few cents. So we'll see how this turns out. And ZS was a new signal entering today. And this is also super interesting because at first it looked good. So we entered, let's see, ZS entered at 201.14, exactly this price. As you can see right now, slightly down, and it was up earlier today, and right now it's down. So it's still available. It's an open below entry if you would like to take it. We took it. We liked it.
Yes, and I do have one other that I got into. That was PayX.
Right. I put it on my watch list. PayX. Okay.
So this one's working out. Okay. I got filled at 120.12.
Right. Okay. So 120.12. This one is nicely up. So we have kind of a broad mix here. So overall, if we look at these in the portfolio, so CVS, let's see, CVS is in the green. So this here is up. Then we have Merck that is slightly down. Then we have PDD, which is down. Then we have RSK, which is slightly down, and ZS, which was up earlier today, and it's down right now. So kind of a mixed bag right now.
Hey, Marcus.
Yes?
Is it bothering you that those down arrows aren't red?
It is. I was really, really thinking about it, and I thought, okay, can I go quickly enough and turn these red? And you know what? Now that you mention it, I can. Look at this.
Okay.
I'm getting better and better.
Knowing you, I can see that being painful for you to be drawing down arrows in green.
And we talked about it. I don't have OCD, but I have OCD tendencies. So this is why. All right, let's jump back and see what the markets overall are doing right now. And I do believe going into the weekend after we were initially up, let's actually go to the S&P. We are pulling back. So after the fireworks in the opening, right now we are pretty much where we closed yesterday. We're right at our opening price with a huge, massive arc. So let's see where we stand for the week in the indices. And first up, the S&P. Still up 0.5%, which is surprising after this week. I mean, this was an interesting week.
Yeah, we had a rough start and then some decent follow through, but S&P looks like we're likely to close positive. Dow negative.
Dow is down 0.5% for the week. And the NASDAQ, this will be rolling the dice. I mean, right now, unchanged for the week. So 0.05% up. So we'll see if the NASDAQ finishes higher or lower.
What do you think it will be, Marcus?
I don't know. I don't have any opinion right now. I'm ready to go into the weekend. Right now, really, trust me, I have a lot going on. So the electrician is here because we need to have electricity, obviously, to the pool and all the equipment there. So the concrete guy, the pool guys are here who are pouring the concrete right around the pool. Then I have to make a decision regarding the deck. The new studio is being built out. So there's just a lot going on. So this is where I'm shutting down the computer right now or the charts. I will not look at it and I'll come back to it on Monday. Trust me. It's a lot going on.
Fun times. Fun times.
Yeah. Hey, if you enjoyed today's show, give us a like. We really appreciate the like. If you think this was really good stuff as we are going through all of our positions and you would like to share it with anybody, please do. There's a share button right underneath. And then what else? If this is your first time here, subscribe. I mean, this way you see us again on Monday. And until then, hey, have a great weekend. I'll keep you posted of what's happening here around the house and tune in again on Monday morning. I guess we'll see you then.
Till then, happy trading, everybody.